Turn to Exodus 2:22. And yeah, I'm stealing just a little small part of this, but I'm going to read it all. I'll give you a second to get there. The part I'm going to take is the very last part of this, and I know you shouldn't pick and choose your verses, but I always think of this a lot of times whenever I'm traveling or not necessarily in my element. It says, later they had a baby boy, and Moses named him Gershon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. For he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land. I have been a stranger in a foreign land. Now, if you would, go Proverbs 3:1-7. Trusting in the Lord. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart, for they will give you a long and satisfying life. Never let loyalty and kindness get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep into your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will gain a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. This is very important, this next part. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your path. Don't be impressed by your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. Now, I know once I get into telling this story, nobody but David Sides is going to say, that's a stretch, Jeff, on your scripture. But I liked him too. And many times I have said, I feel like a stranger in a foreign land, when I did not know exactly what to do. And the story begins when I was a young man, already out of college. And I had got an apartment with one of my friends from college. We had both moved back here to Statesville. And I worked, still do, but worked a lot of long hours. When I first got back, we were building a mill. We were doing a lot of things going on. Had a lot of hours in and come and go at odd times at best. And get up early and get back in late. Usually I'd always say leave in the dark and come back in the dark. Some days I couldn't even tell you what the apartment I looked like, the building looked like. I just knew where to go. But the story begins that we were notoriously horrible about getting our trash can out to the curb on trash day. Sometimes we'd get it there every week. Sometimes we'd miss it. It might be 2 weeks. Sometimes I would see the cans out when I came home in the evening in the dark and say, dadgummit, I meant to do that today. It might be 3 weeks. And the reason that's a problem is we assumed it was this one dog. But something started getting into our garbage on our back porch, which was kind of locked up by a gate and a fence, and it had a little place like this, and we couldn't figure out. But I would have to come home from time to time, and it would be strewn all over the place, and I'd have to clean it up. And we all know there is nothing nastier than putting garbage back in the bag the second time. I don't know what happens to it, but it goes downhill real quick. And I was determined if I saw this dog, it was going to get it because I had done this repeatedly. And it should have been my reminder to make sure I took the trash out on trash day. But as my wife will tell you, I'm not real good at appointed things like that necessarily. Yeah, y'all voted for me, so I should worry about that. So one night, I came home. It was late. I'd fixed some kind of poorly prepared dinner, more likely from a microwave type kind of thing, and was sitting at the kitchen table by myself that looked out into our back little porch area at Foxcroft Apartments. And I was eating, I looked up, and I noticed there was a possum on its hind legs with its paw, front paws, on the glass door, licking the door as I was eating. And I said, I think I found my culprit. Now, sidebar, for some reason or other, I had these pair of white sweatpants. They were about wore out, but they were so comfortable. It's those kind where you can almost see through them because you've washed them and wore them so much. You know, they had them on in a white t-shirt. And you may say, why does this matter, Jeff? Because the next part of the story is, for a man to be dressed in all white and living in the city, I was perplexed because I had lived in the country all my life. In the country, I knew what I would do. In the city, I had this problem because I had been told you cannot discharge a firearm in the city limits. That is against the law. So I decided, good enough, me and this possum's going to have it out. And I'm sure he felt like a stranger in a foreign land too. But I was able to kind of get him halfway cornered in that back porch. And for some reason or other, I don't know why, but it was about a 4 foot, 5 foot long piece of tuba before, and we went at it. And it was not a good thing to wear a white pair of sweatpants and a white shirt. Anyway, make a long story short. And I thought, I have killed my assailant. I have done what needed to be done. He will not bother my garbage no more. Went back in and finished eating my supper after I got cleaned up. Once I got done with supper, I went back out, and the possum was gone. Now, I had dealt with a possum once before in my life. That one ended about like I wanted it to. This one here, I saw wasn't going to be as easy. So I opened up the back deck door there, a little back patio door, and sure enough, he had somehow or another survived what I had done to him, I don't know how, and was making his way up the sidewalk real slow. So I said, I've got time. So I ran back inside, and this was before cell phones, and called the Statesville Police Department and told them that I am getting ready to discharge a firearm in the city limits. I am done messing with this possum pretty quick. And I told him where I was, gave him my address. I said, if you get any calls, you'll know what's going on. Well, for some reason or another, I had it in my mind that it was easier and going to be less intrusive if I shot him with a smaller caliber gun than a bigger caliber gun. I know y'all probably saying this is pretty rough for church. But I decided I had a .22 that would not make much noise because I didn't want to make all my neighbors mad because it was about 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so I shot it with a .22. I thought, that's got it done. I went back in. I said, I'm going to change my clothes, put on some more clothes because it was kind of cold. And I'm going to go take the possum and give it a fitting burial up in the dumpster up above the apartment complex. Well, I came back out, and it was gone again. Now, this is what I want you to remember, and remember this especially about Satan. Never underestimate your opponent. Never underestimate your opponent. It was gone. Well, we figured out that it had been living about three apartments up from us underneath the concrete slab that made all of our back little porches because we could trail the blood to there. And sure enough, got down, got a flashlight, looked up there, and there it was. By this time, the neighborhood was aroused. We had quite a few people out there helping us participate with this possum. Once again, I felt like a stranger in a foreign land because in the country, I would have known what to have done with this animal right off the get-go. So one of my good friends, some of y'all may have some money invested in him. If you see him, you can tell him about this story. His name's Scott Thompson. Scott lived a couple apartments up. I'm not sure if it was underneath his concrete part or not, but we got the bright idea. He said, I'll go get a broom, and I'll stick it underneath there, and when the possum grabs the broom, I'll yank him out. And by this time, I done went and got my 12-gauge shotgun, my pump. We were going to finish this. Like I said, never underestimate your opponent. So as Scott began to arouse the possum with the possum grabbed the broom and took it under the concrete slab with it. So plan A failed. So we went to plan B. That's where basically I just kind of stuck the shotgun underneath the concrete slab and shot about five times. That's all I had in there, as old saying goes. I shot all I had. And I thought, this is going to be pretty bad in a day or two, but we've gotten rid of the possum. So mission accomplished. Lean not on your own understanding. The next day, the lady that's in charge of the apartment complex calls me and blesses me out, not for shooting a gun at 10 o'clock at night and waking up the whole apartment complex, but because I wasn't man enough to throw the possum in the dumpster. Now, the dumpster from where we had had this incident was probably about 200 yards. Somehow or another, the possum made it to within 5 feet of the dumpster that day at some point in time. And so then I had to come home after all the little kids had been out there poking it with a stick and get it up and throw it in the dumpster the next day and catch the ridicule of Mary Jane for not doing it. When I tried to explain to her that I never really actually had possession of the possum until that afternoon. And so, with that being told, the moral, and I don't even want to know if it's the moral of the story to a point. I could have called animal control. I could have sat in my apartment. They could have probably showed up, captured the possum. I'm sure took it off somewhere or another, set it free, and it may still be alive today. It'd be a pretty old possum, but it's possible. But I did not lean on the Lord's understanding a lot of times in my life. And this was one of them where I thought I knew what was best and how to handle this situation. But being a stranger in a foreign land, I was not able to comprehend what I should have done. God puts you in weird situations. And what's one of the first things you do? You go, I know what. I'm going to handle it my way. I know exactly what to do. I'm not going to think about a whole lot of what else somebody else thinks I should do. I'm not going to consider what God may think needs to happen in this situation. I'm just going to go ahead and do what I think I need to do. Now, this has probably happened to all of us many times in our lives. And that's why they invented the word regret. Because as we proceed in life, thinking that we understand that we have knowledge, that we have wisdom. We fail. We regret. Now, I could have prayed that night and said, Lord, give me divine guidance on how to take care of this possum. And I'll admit, I don't pray in a lot of situations that come up that I probably should. Because in that moment of prayer, you also get reflection. But I do know that if I would have paused long enough in that situation and many, many others, maybe gave God just that 1 second he needs, that you need, I would have saw a path. So as we go into this new year, keep your emotions in check. Take that 1 second. Take that 1 second. And it goes back to that little line we used many, many years ago, it seems like now. WWJD. What would Jesus do? What will we do? Be careful. You never know when your path will get crossed by a possum. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, please help us make the right decisions. Please help us make the decisions that you would have us make. Let us lean not on our own understanding, but lean on you. Because we are all foreigners. And we are all praying to get home to be with you. I pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.